Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
You know, I pride Animal Radio in having the best experts and celebrities and just really the top of the cream of the crop when it comes to animals. And of course, we have Dr. Debbie answering your pet medical questions, vet questions. We also have today Dr. Marty Becker, and he's going to have the top three things to calm pet allergies. That's this hour. So if your animal has pet allergies, which a lot of them do this time of year, we have one here, Ladybug, the studio stunt dog.
That's never had them before. It's just, I guess you can develop them as you get older.
Yeah, it's really strange because she's, like Judy says, 8 years old. She's had no problems up until this year.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what that's about and see if there's some answers from Dr. Marty Becker. Also, Doc Halligan is back, and she has litter box etiquette. Now, this is really important.
Is there such a thing as litter box etiquette?
There is etiquette for the litter box.
Wash your hands after you leave the litter box.
Don't spend your time in the litter box when there's others waiting. There really is. If you have a cat that is not going to the bathroom properly, as far as outside the litter is what I'm talking about, you have a beautiful litter right there, and they're going on the side of the litter there.
They're next to it on the floor.
You may be suffering from etiquette problems, hate to say. And Doc Halligan will have answers to help you with that just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori Brooks, what are you working on over there?
I love lists, you know, the top whatever, the top 15 breeds, the top 15 names. Well, we have coming up the best or most popular pet names in the UK. And what is so funny or odd about this is that the top name for dogs and cats doesn't even crack the top 100 here in America.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I want to take a guess at it, but I don't want to ruin it.
You want to try?
Max?
That's here.
Oh, that's here?
That's here.
Okay, so what country are we talking about?
UK.
The UK.
We're talking about the United Kingdom, England.
Thurston.
So there's
Thurston.
Yeah, the top name for dogs and cats over there doesn't even crack the top 100 most popular names in America.
Thatcher?
I can't even think of anything.
No, I can't. I really can't. Okay, so I'm going to stick around for that. That's just in a few minutes anyway, so we'll hear what it's all about with Lori Brooks just around the corner. First, we're going to take some calls from you at 1-866-405-8405. Hello, Sherry.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Well, I've got a 9-month-old Yorkshire Terrier who is in heat, and I have some questions.
Well, go ahead. What do we got going on with that heat cycle?
Okay, well, it seems like it's been lasting forever, but she went through the stage where the other dogs wanted to be around her, but I didn't notice anything, and then her vulva started to swell, and she started to bleed very little bit. The bleeding has stopped. Her vulva is still swollen. My curiosity is, will that go back down?
It will, yes, but there's conditions to that. So go ahead. What's your other part of the question?
Okay. The other question was, I have a 20-pound little terrier mix that is male who locked up with her this morning, and he's fixed. And she didn't know what to make of all of it, and didn't know what to do, so we put them in the bathtub.
Wow.
To get them apart.
So that's a crude awakening, or a rude awakening, I should say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's talk about this baby's heat cycle. And so how long has she actually been in heat? You said she bled for a couple days.
Yeah, my best guess is that she's probably been in heat a good 16 or 17 days.
Okay. Well, the unpleasant news here, Sherry, is that dogs can be in heat for a long period of time, and we don't really get too worried up until about 6 weeks. So this whole process of discharge and vaginal swelling, all of that kind of can span that time frame. And for some dogs, they may only have bleeding for as little as 1 day, but some dogs will bleed up to 3 weeks. And that vulvar swelling, the vaginal swelling that you're describing, that can last up until that 6-week period of time after that first bleeding starts. So you got a long period of time. And there are some dogs that will have a little bit of residual swelling in the vaginal area afterwards. But it's very interesting to me that you said that you have a male that is neutered and they actually tied, because usually that's a pretty much a hormone-driven thing on his part for that process and that physical connection, that where they actually got stuck together. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And they weren't moving. They were just staring at us like, what do we do next?
But we didn't know. He must be an oversexed little fella if he's already had his little bazonkers taken away from him and he's still doing the deed.
And he's been after her for 4 or 5 days, and we just, you know, kept shooing him. Well, this morning we didn't get to him fast enough, so.
Yeah, well, and has he been recently neutered, or is that something he's been,
he's been done for? Or he's eight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. Well, very good. Now, and of course, I'm going to have to put my little advertisement in for your little girl is to get this gal spayed.
Because I know, but I want puppies.
I know. I'm not listening to that because I'm going to talk about her health benefits. And there's a ton of Yorkie puppies, and I'll tell you that at my shelter, it breaks my heart. I can guarantee you if I walk through today at our local shelters here in Las Vegas, I can find many purebred Yorkies sitting in the midst of those cages waiting for a home. So any pets that you add to the pet population are going to displace those, and those are going to be euthanized because someone's going to want a puppy before they're going to want to take on a pet that needs a home that's already on this earth. So I would have to put my advertisement in for that, but also for her health and her well-being, just to help prevent mammary cancers and a lot of these reproductive complications. So sorry, Sherry, I just had to put that in there, and I know Hal's behind me on this one.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to open my mouth at all on this because you're doing so well. Just telling it like it is, and it is very, especially for the health of the animals. It has nothing to do with their reproduction and the population. A little bit to do with that, but mostly because their health, they will live a shorter life, and you want that pet with you as long as you possibly can have that pet with you. I appreciate your call, Sherry. 1-866-405-8405. I got to tell you, that whole tie thing can be a very amusing thing. Everybody looking at each other. What do we do next? And your suggestion really is just to have a cigarette, sit back, and enjoy it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are, so you might as well just sit back and maybe not watch them, but turn on the TV, you know, distracting. Don't watch them.
It seems like you were just heading out of the show last week, Dr. Debbie, and going to release your hummingbird. What happened there?
You know, we did. And for any of the listeners that don't know, I was rearing a baby hummingbird and released it last weekend. And it was very emotional, very hard. A moment of truth. You know, he flew out of the cage. We got photos and everything. Uh-huh. Took off. And later that day, he was screaming for food in a tree high above.
Oh, no.
And he wouldn't go to the feeders. I was just so emotional. So my dear husband pulled out the ladder, climbed up the tree, and hand-fed the little baby hummingbird from the tree with a syringe.
So where is he?
You know, then he disappeared. We saw him the next morning, and he was by the feeder sipping from the big bird feeder.
Good.
And actually, I even saw him today. So he's hanging around my house. He's got a new zone that he's living in away from the other hummingbirds. So I'm very happy to see that he's hanging around our house and hopefully going to make it here.
Now, are the other hummingbirds mocking him? You know, like, your mama is a human?
Your mama?
Calling him mommy's boy and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's getting his share of feather ruffling from them.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hello.
Where are you today?
I'm in New Mexico.
Okay. How can we help you? I got the good doctor right here.
Hi.
Oh, my cat. Hello. My cat is licking her side and her hair. She's licking her hair off.
Okay.
Just one
what
side.
What part of her side?
Just the center of it, just about a six-inch strip.
Okay, on the right or the left side of her body, or both sides?
Yes, just one side.
Just one side, okay. Mm-hmm. And how old again is she?
She's between 12 and 14.
Okay, so she's an older gal. And how's everything else with the rest of her health? Is there anything else going on currently?
No, she's still playful.
Well, when I have an older kitty that's displaying signs of grooming in an unusual spot like this, it's a little less common that we start looking at things like allergies and skin disease. I actually start to go looking for some of the more internal problems. In a lot of these cases, I can actually find that a cat might be displaying signs of pain, something going wrong internally. So I will check x-rays. A lot of times I'll find things like bladder stones or arthritis. And these type of things can cause them to groom on the surface in a way to react to some more inner pain. pain and discomfort that they're having. So that would definitely be something that I would look at. And some older cats also with some different types of hormone problems. We can see problems with kidney disease, liver disease, diabetes, some of those where we can even see some types of skin problems and manifestations of that. So it would probably be something that if I had her here right now, I'd pull up my nice big needle and syringe and draw some blood and get those x-rays and take a good look, because in many cases, you know, it's kind of the kitty's way of telling us that, you know, hey, I'm not right. There's something going on inside. And we definitely would want to go searching along that avenue. And as far as I should also ask if she's on any medicines of any sort currently.
No.
No. And is she the only kitty in your household here?
No, there's two other cats. And I have them on a food for urinary tract infection.
Okay, so she's not necessarily had a problem with that before then.
No, that wasn't why I put them on, because of her.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say that's going to be my first thing. And then, of course, if you're in an area where we talk about fleas, as always, we look over the rump of the tail area, right above the tail base area, and that's a common site for fleas. But, you know, I think that she's trying to tell us something, and, you know, I wouldn't hesitate to go look in there and see what we can figure out from the inside out, if you will.
Okay.
Time for the vet, Brenda.
Okay, I'll check her to the vet then.
Thank you very much. Don't you know this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. We speak from experience. Tigger's the studio cat. That's her food. She loves it, and she's so healthy on it. You can learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thank you, Red Barn, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny Lee Lewis from the Steve Miller Band. Just want to tell everybody out there on Animal Radio, thanks for loving your pets.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful bellowwood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.